The Me Too movement. We've talked a little bit about the Me Too movement here on KUMD, and different folks are taking different approaches to try to deal with the problem. One longtime volunteer at PAVSA is Samantha Waller, who's a philosophy and a psychology double major, and she's bringing some philosophy tools to bear on the issue. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Samantha. Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So talk a little bit about how your research and experience and your double major fits in with the Me Too movement.
So my research is really looking at the intersections of the issues that are going on and how this is affecting the lived experience among people who have had some of these terrible things happen to them, and how looking at some of those abstract concepts can be looked at more in a practical way.
Can you give me an example of that? I was a philosophy minor, and so I love to dig around into deep thoughts about stuff, but every so often somebody needs to pull us down out of the ether and get us speaking plain words about plain things. Give us some examples.
Right. So looking at how we view women and what that means to be a woman and how that correlates with the issues of sexual assault and how these things play off of each other.
So attitudes about women and their worth, their not worth, what makes them worthy, when they're worthy of being taken seriously, when they're not, that's the sort of thing that you're talking about?
Yeah, yep, that's part of that understanding of women.
So backing up just a step, how did you first, and when did you first decide to get involved with PAVSA? That, by the way, is the Program for Aid to Victims of Sexual Assault.
That's actually kind of a funny story. It was my first couple of days on campus, and I was walking by the library, and I happened to find a flyer and had a little pair of tabs thing, and I grabbed one of those with information, and I knew that that was just something that I had to do and I had to get involved with, and I didn't know why.
But now perhaps it's becoming a little more clear.
Yes. It's definitely fit in with where I want to go and given me experience on how to help people and talk about some of the more sensitive issues that can arise in life.
So as you're working in your volunteer capacity with folks that have been victimized to one degree or another, how is your training, your schooling, your research, your experience, the things that you're learning, how do they all converge to help you help people?
You know, it goes back to empathy and being empathetic and simply having just being able to believe another person, that it does, that all of that stuff, that it doesn't matter. The only thing that does matter is believing them.
Do you find, I was thinking about this in a slightly different context, I guess. I was thinking about some people that I know that had posted a meme on Facebook or a posted video on Facebook, and it was supposedly, a welfare person who was cheating the system. And I was thinking about how the research seems to indicate that that's not widespread, that that's not going on, and yet these people really believe that this was a legitimate video and a legitimate person and a symptom of a widespread situation. We're in a weird place societally where we don't believe each other anymore.
Right.
What does that do to us in our everyday, I mean, not just in how we deal with perhaps bigger issues, but how do we manage that? I mean, what does that mean for us in our everyday lives?
And I think that that's a really hard thing, and it's something that people struggle with every day, to be heard and to be believed in what they're saying and what they're experiencing. And finding ways to cope with that is very hard, and there is no one answer on how to do that. And I think that that's the hardest thing about not being heard or believed about what you have to say and what you've experienced.
The Me Too movement, for many people who have lived through these experiences for years, is really seems to us like a sea change. When you're a young person and the whole world is full of things that are changing, maybe it doesn't seem quite as dramatic as it does to the rest of us, but we haven't seen anything like this Me Too movement. We haven't seen anything like women who have been disenfranchised standing up and saying, no, we're done now. Where do you think this goes from there, from here?
I think that there's a lot of change left to make, and I think that this is a great start to that change. And it is a huge deal to everybody. But there's more that needs to be done, and I think this is just the start of that.
Samantha, thank you so very much for taking a little bit of time to talk with us about this morning, and really appreciate it. Thanks again for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Samantha Waller is a philosophy and psychology double major here at UMD.